I'd like to share with you my testimony as to how I came to the Lord and how I got into prayer time and spending time with the Lord. I basically was raised in a non-Christian home, and I had never been in a church in my life. But when I was 10 years old, out of the clear blue, my mom said, "We're going to go to church tomorrow." Of course, as I look back on it now, I can see that it was a setup from the Lord. So she took my brother and myself to church. My dad didn't go. He had gone on to work. And we went to church. We got there a little bit late. And so when we got in the church, they directed me to a children's church classroom that was already in session. It was in the middle of winter up north. It was freezing, freezing cold. And I remember my mom took my coat with her and set me into the little classroom. I sat down at this big table with the other children, and the Sunday school teacher was teaching on prayer. Now, the only thing that I really remembered from that lesson was that she said that you always pray in the name of Jesus, and after you have prayed, you don't doubt. While I was sitting in the classroom, the furnace apparently had broken, and it was freezing cold in that room. And I can remember just sitting there shivering. I was so cold. So church was over and we went home. And the next day when I woke up, I was sick. And my mother, it made her angry. And she said it was because we went to that church and I sat in that cold classroom. So we were never going back. And we never went back. So that was my one and only experience at church. I had kind of forgotten about it until a couple weeks later. I was at school and my friend Kathy was, I saw her across the playground and she was crying. And I went over and asked her what was wrong. And she said her grandma was in the hospital and she was very sick. And the doctors had said that she wouldn't live out the day. They said there was absolutely nothing they could do for her. And there was no hope for her. And that she would probably die by the end of the day. I remember walking home from school. And I just felt so sad for my friend. And then I remembered what that Sunday school teacher had said about prayer. So I thought, well, I'm going to try it. So I prayed a real simple prayer. I just prayed for the Lord to let Kathy's grandma live. And then I prayed in the name of Jesus. Now, to a 10-year-old, don't doubt. To me, that was just like, well, just forget about it. And I actually did. I just completely forgot about it. Till several weeks later, again, I saw my friend out on the playground, and I thought, well, I don't remember Kathy missing any school, or I didn't see her crying or anything. I wonder what happened to her grandma. So I walked over to her, and I said, "Kathy, what happened to your grandma?" And her eyes got as big as saucers, and she started jumping up and down, and she said, "Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you?" I said, "No, you didn't tell me." She said, "My grandma's alive. My grandma's home. She went home from the hospital. The doctor said they don't believe, they don't understand it. They don't believe it. They said it is an out miracle. There's no way that she should have lived." And when she said that, it was like I heard this voice inside of me say, "He is real." And I knew that meant that God was truly real. Actually, it was like I heard this huge gong go off inside of me, like it was my whole body just kind of reverberated from it. And that set me on the path for prayer. I didn't have a Bible. I didn't go to church. but I knew there was a God, and he cared about people, and he loved people because he had healed Kathy's grandma. So I just started praying every day. I prayed about everything and anything. I would spread out the newspaper on the floor, get down and on my hands and knees and read it. If I read about anything, anybody in trouble or anything that was going on, I would pray about it. I laid in bed every night and prayed. As I became a teenager and was in high school, the Vietnam War started. I remember I prayed all through the Vietnam War for soldiers, and I just, everything, anything, where anybody needed help or whatever, I just prayed. Trusted God, prayed in the name of Jesus, and didn't doubt. And that just grew into a life of intercession, a life of prayer, a life of spending time with the Lord and learning more about him and loving him. So I started my walk out with the Lord, recognizing that he was a God of love and a God who cared about people. And that's what started me on the life of prayer. When I prayed all through the Vietnam War, and I prayed over all the soldiers. There were so many of the boys in my high school class when you graduated that were drafted and sent to Vietnam. Of course, I knew in my heart when I prayed that not every single American soldier could come back alive. But I just felt that I had to keep praying. I had to keep praying that the Lord would spare as many of them as he could. It wasn't until many years later, probably about 30 years later, on two different occasions, I had a Christian man tell me that he had been in Vietnam and he was not a Christian at the time. And both of their testimonies were exactly the same. They were in battle, and their buddy next to them got completely blown away. And they survived. And they said had they been killed in Vietnam, they would have gone to hell. They came home. They found the Lord. They got saved. They married Christian wives and are raising their children to be strong Christians. But when these two men on these two different occasions were telling me about their experience in Vietnam, the Lord whispered to my heart and he said, "Those are your soldiers. Those are the ones that you were praying for, that they would come back. Because if they hadn't have come back, they would not have gone to heaven. They would have gone to hell." So I just keep praying. I just keep praying and believing, trusting the Lord, and knowing that he cares and loves for people.